broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
What happened was I was watching the Parliament on TV.
I heard some yapping on the Internet about Charlie being...
Sitting there and heard a couple screams, and I looked up and I seen the kid
run. And it was pretty viral.
And that's just the way it is.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we go places other talk shows just cannot go. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. And, of course, online at philhendryshow.com, where tonight we are our usual HD Phil TV, high-definition Phil TV, and we also have been screening clips, the earthquake clips that so many of you are familiar with, but we've been sort of cutting in and out of those during our breaks. And what was the one you liked, Bud?
That one guy going, messed up, man, messed up, man.
Well, he wasn't saying that.
He's going effed up. Yeah, that guy cracked me up.
Well, that was apparently an American living in Tokyo, and this dude... I mean, he filmed the earthquake taking place, then put it on YouTube, and through this entire episode, the guy is nothing but holy S and effed up, and it wasn't funny. He sounded like he was absolutely in shock. And let's not forget, this is going to be brutal, man. When they finally get the death toll on this, it's going to be up into, excuse me for putting it this way, but I don't think it's inappropriate. It's going to be up into the kinds of numbers, I believe, that we see coming out of China when it comes to earthquakes, or coming out of Iran when it comes to earthquakes.
How many is that?
It's in the tens of thousands, brother. Tens of thousands. I'm not very good at these things, and I'm grateful that I'm not. But it would appear that way anyway. That's the kind of just brutal, brutal story. This is Phil Hendry here. It's our news hour. Along with me is Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Japan launched a massive military rescue operation Saturday after this giant quake-fed tsunami killed hundreds of people and turned the northeastern coast into a swampy wasteland while authorities braced for a possible meltdown at a nuclear reactor. Good God. Prime Minister Neto Kan said 50,000 troops would join rescue and recovery efforts following Friday's 8.9 magnitude quake that unleashed one of the greatest disasters Japan has ever witnessed. A 23-foot-high, 7-meter tsunami that washed far inland over fields, smashing towns, airports, and highways in its way. The official death toll has stood at 413. 784 people were missing, 1,128 injured. In addition, police said between 200 and 300 bodies were found along the coast in Sendai, the biggest city in the area, near the quake's epicenter. An untold number of bodies were also believed to be buried in the rubble and debris. Rescue workers had yet to reach the hardest hit areas. This is rough, man. But, you know, it's nature. It's not anything man-made. It's nature.
Well, I mean, how do you know not man-made? They may say like that like what Rush Limbaugh said.
Oh, I was joking around, but I was talking before the show.
Yeah, you said something about fracking or something.
Fracking. Yo, Rush was joking about it on his radio show. I heard him saying something that liberals would blame it on fracking in North Dakota, because if you look at North Dakota and you look at Japan, they're directly across each other on opposite sides of the globe. And his point was that liberals would find some way to make this something that human beings caused. The irony of all of this is it is an earthquake. It is not meteorologically driven. It's an earthquake.
Wait a minute. No. Man, the weather drives an earthquake.
No, weather doesn't drive an earthquake. Now, that's something that we have, that they've discussed over the years. I remember that the earthquake that hit, a few of the earthquakes that hit, it was a hot, dry day. Hot, dry day. Always happens in the morning. Horse dung. It happens when it happens, man. And I'll tell you something else. Earthquakes are a part of the normal stretching and shifting that the tectonic plates, that is the continental crust of the earth, this is what it does. You know, it just changes like that.
Wait, what are you talking about? If they make a map, they'll have to change it.
Yeah, they'll have to change it. What do you think the earth looked like, say, a million years ago?
What?
It didn't look like it does now.
What are you talking about?
It didn't look like it does now. Do you think it looked like it did now?
Well, yeah.
It didn't look anything like it. The Earth's continents, the Earth's oceans, have constantly changed since the birth of this planet. India used to be attached to Africa.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you. Well, you guys don't have to believe me. Forget it. Anyway, adding to the worries was the damage at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, where two reactors had lost cooling ability. Because of the overheating, a meltdown was possible at one of the reactors, according to one of the officials with Japan's Nuclear Safety Commission. But even if there was a meltdown, it wouldn't affect people outside a six-mile radius. Most of the 51,000 residents living within the danger area have been evacuated. More than 215,000 people were living in 1,300 temporary shelters in five prefectures or states. The National Police Agency said since the quake, more than a million households have not had water, mostly concentrated in the Northeast. Most of the houses along the coastline were washed away and a fire broke out, according to a police official spoken to. I realize the extremely serious damage the tsunami has caused. So you guys have seen about as much of the videotape as is humanly possible to transmit, and it has been a really freaky thing. Let's take a look now at some of the things that have been said in Japan and elsewhere concerning this terrible, terrible event. The Japanese quake, this is day two, not only the quake, but also the tsunami that took place. Here is Matt Ault. He's an American near Tokyo talking to CNN about his experience during the earthquake and the tsunami.
The ground was rolling for an extended period of time. I wasn't exactly sure what to do or where to go. I'd never been prepared for anything like this. My wife and I stood outside and basically held on to the outside of our house. You couldn't even stand up. I mean, literally at the peak of these waves that were washing over the ground, you literally could not stay on your feet. You had to kind of crouch down in a ball or put your back against something so you didn't fall.
Arata Yamamoto is a producer with NBC News, and he experienced the earthquake from a high-rise building in Tokyo. He spoke with MSNBC today.
What happened was I was watching the parliament on TV, the diet session, and there was a warning up on the screen saying that, you know, expect a large tremor. And about 30 seconds later, the lights in the office started to shake, at first very slowly, sideways. And some of the tapes on my desk started to fall. It was hard to stand up, to keep your balance standing up. It was almost like you were standing on a boat going through a storm.
Here are some other cuts. Randy Castle, an American working in Tokyo, describes the quake to ABC News.
There was a lot of shaking. It started and it lasted a good 5 minutes. Lots of shaking and very scary. It was a lot of swaying. You could hear the building creaking in it. It started, and as it was going, we were told to get down. And you can see the shades. I took a video. You can see the shades shaking back and forth, about 6 feet, you know, back and forth.
Finally, President Obama today said the United States is ready and willing to help in the quake and tsunami's aftermath.
First and foremost, our thoughts and our prayers are with the people of Japan. This is a potentially catastrophic disaster, and the images of destruction and flooding coming out of Japan are simply heartbreaking. Japan is, of course, one of our strongest and closest allies, and this morning I spoke with Prime Minister Kan. On behalf of the American people, I conveyed our deepest condolences, especially the victims and their families, and I offered our Japanese friends whatever assistance is needed.
So that's the story there from the United States and from Japan. Daybreak was expected to reveal the full extent of the death and damage from Friday's 8.9 magnitude earthquake, and it sure did. In one of the worst-hit residential areas, people buried under rubble could be heard calling out help. The government warned there could be a small radiation leak from the reactor we told you about, and underscoring concerns about this nuclear reactor, Japan has asked for coolant to avert a rise in the temperature of its nuclear rods. The unfolding natural disaster has prompted offers of help from countries around the world, including the United States, as you just heard from President Obama and others. So this earthquake in Japan, like 8.9.
What do you think, like, a lot of people will say maybe the end of the world.
Oh, the end of the world.
Well, what about it, man?
What do you mean about the end of the world? What's that got to do with anything?
Well, man, this is bad. I've never seen nothing like this.
So, no, you never seen nothing like it. So what? Maybe there's going to be a whole lot more like this. Why do we think it's the end of the world? Because we ain't seen it before?
Dude, this is one of the worst that has ever been.
Bull crap. No, man, that's what they said. Bull crap. We've only been keeping records for 100 years. Worst that's ever been. You know, the human race has got this thing. If we haven't kept track of it, then it didn't happen. I got news for you. There have been earthquakes since the beginning of time. We've only been keeping track of earthquakes for 100 years. For us, in recorded history, humanity's recorded history and actual history, I mean, there's no, you know, it ain't no competition, man. So I'm sure what has happened down through the ages, look, what do you think the people thought, and here we go again with that thing that blew up. You remember that?
Uh-uh.
The thing that blew up over Russia?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think people thought when that thing blew up over Russia? I bet you they thought that's the, forget it, man. It's the end of, it's the all-time end of the world, man.
No, that was just like a comet.
Oh, yeah, is that right? You're the guy that was talking about how the end of the world is here because of this earthquake.
Well, I mean, like, they never seen nothing like it. Did the man say that?
Well, yeah, so he said it. So what?
You talked like a chick.
Yeah, so what?
Hey, bud, you want me to just go ahead and dent your forehead? You know, I got my ring on. You want that?
No, I don't care.
What's your point?
Point is you're all like, you think this could be bad.
It is bad, you dumbass. Nobody said that it isn't bad.
Yeah, but you're saying like, so what, big deal.
I ain't saying so what, big deal. What I'm saying is this. It ain't the end of the world. So forget it. Okay? End of the world, Y2K. End of the world, some other thing. End of the world, 2012. End of the world, this, Mayan calendar, that. End of the, end of the, end of the, end of the. It ain't, the world ain't ending, man. No. We ain't going out that easy. We're going to have to sit here and suck on it, man, for the rest of all time until the universe tears apart. We have breaking news. What do you got? Okay, thanks, Jason. Jason Rantz, our producer, an explosion at the nuclear power plant in Japan, the one that they were concerned with. This is the Fukushima plant. It's 150 miles north of Tokyo. It was an explosion that injured two workers. One is seriously injured, but it could, again, simply be venting to release pressure in the reactors. There is white smoke coming from the site. That generally means that the fire is not there's not a lot of fuel that it's eating. The other thing is that during Chernobyl, there were a couple of these explosions. There were terrible injuries when they were fighting the fire at Chernobyl, a horrifyingly daunting experience that took the lives of a great many, not just at the site, but in many, many years following with various ailments, cancer, blood cancers, leukemia, and so forth. All right, let's take a break. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You're listening to Radio for Patriots by Patriots. This is where it is. This is where the truth is. This is where other talk shows don't dare to go. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to your world-famous Phil Henry Show, our Phil TV high-definition video cast tonight. We got in the background a little bit of video of what's happening there in Japan, and we're looking at what did Gutfield do?
Looked like he got the dog that got kicked.
Yeah, looks just like it.
I saw that dog. If I saw that dog, I'd kick it, too.
Yeah, you saw the face on that thing? Damn thing had an expression on face. I don't like no dog have a human face. Never, never, never. Well, I want that. And I think there's something wrong if you have a dog with a human face.
I think you're absolutely right. There'd be something wrong if you had a dog with a human face. When did you see ever in your life a dog with a human face?
Well, it did have a human face, but it was like smiling and everything.
Yeah, it had these big eyebrows.
Oh, get out of here with the eye. I looked at the same dog you guys were looking at.
That one?
No, that's Ann Coulter. Now, anyway.
Oh!
Sorry. You led me into that. I'm kidding, Ann. Ann's, she's gorgeous. What I'm saying is that I looked at this dog, and I don't know what the dog is, but it ain't the dog that you think it is, and I ain't talking about... Never mind. So, yeah, he had that dog. All right. So all of this stuff that's happening in Japan, sooner or later there's probably going to be somebody who will need some sort of assistance, like from the firefighters.
Better probably give blood and everything at Red Cross and everything like this.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Help out with the American Red Cross. Okay. All right, so...
So what about the end of the world?
Oh, well, you get off the kick with the end of the world, okay? Get off the kick with the end of the world. Ain't ending, man. It is not going to happen. No end of the world, no how. Forget it.
Yeah, but this kind of thing...
Will you get off it, man? You know what the problem with you two guys is? This is the worst. You see these things and you think this has never happened in the history of the world. You think that we should be able to handle all of this, that we're so advanced, we're so cool, we're so smart, we're so this and we're so that we ought to be able to just handle all of this crap, man. There shouldn't be earthquakes, there shouldn't be meltdowns, there shouldn't be nothing. Well, guess what? We ain't. Okay?
Well, what do you think caused it?
I told you what caused it, bud. There wasn't anything that we did wrong. There was nothing that we did wrong.
What about, like, what Jerry Falwell said?
What do you mean, Jerry Falwell, man? That cat ain't even around anymore. You mean about gays and that kind of crap?
Yeah.
Oh, get off it, will you, man? Look, we have moved past that silly-ass late 20th century pre-millennium paranoia about God's going to get us for this, that, and something else. Guess what? The millennium came, and there was no meeting of the armies in Jerusalem, and there's no end of the world. There's just us. And there's going to be these kinds of earthquakes, and there's going to be these tsunamis, and we're going to have meltdowns of nuclear reactors, and we'll get through it, and we'll learn how to deal with it, and life goes on, okay?
You think they'll ever make a way not to have earthquakes?
No. I don't, not for hundreds of years. I mean, I don't know.
What about they, like, poured, like, a special, like, I bet you they'd have, like in Star Trek, you know, some kind of...
Like in Star Trek?
Well, I know, but I mean, like, what they have, special cement.
Yeah, sure, that's right. The special cement, pour down to the fault lines?
Yeah, they could do it.
I don't know, I don't think so in our lifetime. It's not going to happen, not in this century. Maybe the next century they'll have some kind of way to seal these fault lines. But, you know, that's not a safe thing to do. The Earth needs to shift and change. The smarter thing is to not build along these major fault lines. The smarter thing is to stay away from areas that we know are spots where the Earth is shifting and changing its continental look, if you will.
What do you mean continental? Like in a suit?
In a suit?
Yeah.
What do you mean in a suit?
You said like continental.
I ain't talking about like continental breakfast. Get out of here.
What do you know?
This is what the Earth does, all right? The best thing we can do is remember one thing, and I think that earthquakes are actually, in as tragic as they are, I think they're good. And here's why. And unless, of course, I get killed in one, and then I don't think they're any good, but then I wouldn't be thinking about much anyway, other than...
Yeah, what tune to play on your harp?
What tune to play on my harp. But, earthquakes remind us that for all of our striving and for all of our genius and for all of our marvelousness and for all of us blowing kisses to ourselves in a mirror, you know, we are still just creatures on this globe called the Earth, and it's just one of billions of stars. And if the Earth blew up tomorrow, it wouldn't even be recorded as a mouse fart in the overall giganticness of the universe. It would just be like it would be, if there were cats and they'd be going, wouldn't you see that? What happened? Well, it looked like something farted. I don't know. Anyway, let me get back to, yeah, they wouldn't even notice.
What do you mean farted?
I'm saying the Earth, you know.
You don't think we're that important?
Are you serious?
Well, no. I mean, I know we're not, but God.
No, I don't think we're that important. Look, I think we're important to us, man, all right? But if you look at how big the freaking universe is, who cares, man? You could blow us up tomorrow, and it's just, they wouldn't even record it as an event. It would be lost in the overall giganticness of whatever the hell else is out there. They wouldn't even record it as something that happened. They go, oh, this planet just, whatever. There's too many other things happening. Okay?
Yeah, I guess.
We'll be back world fan now that I got everybody feeling good. We'll be back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com for live streaming video of the show right now in
Phil
HD.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show in HD, Phil TV on tonight. We're just behind me here on Phil TV. There's a story here about the tsunami hit Crescent City, which is a very far north city on the coast of California, but it just wiped out their harbor. And you can see a video of the harbor got trashed. All right, on to some other news, because the world ain't going to end, and I don't know what's up with you cats, but I don't want to talk about the world ending, all right?
Well, I just don't think it's worthy, man. The people ought to talk about it, you know, and see.
See what, man? I tell you what you do. You go and you visit your padre or your church or whatever the hell it is you do, Robert, and don't bug me, you know? Don't bug me with this stuff because it's really starting to, you know, grate on my nerves.
Well, that's... God, you can't laugh at God.
Hey, bud, you too. Just both you guys. What are you, religious freaks or something? What's the story?
I just don't think you should laugh.
I'm laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Okay? Parents protest over girls' peanut allergy. You guys, you know, you think I'm being disrespectful to God. I'm laughing at you clowns. You know, you don't want to know what I think about God?
What?
I think God wants us to do this. He wants us to, okay, well, there's a problem. What are you going to do about it? Oh, I don't know. Here, I'll give you an example. Jason just sent me this. Now, listen to this. This is one of the reasons why I am a raging conservative here on Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Hours after the earthquake, environmental advocates connected the natural disaster to global warming.
Yeah, so?
Are you putting me on? Listen, the president of the European Economic and Social Committee, Staffan Nilsson, issued a statement calling for solidarity in tackling the global warming problem. The global warming problem, see? Forget about whether, do you think we need something, Mr. Nilsson, in terms of coordination for tsunami relief? Do we need something... Mr. Nilsson, for disaster relief and saving lives, and we have an earthquake, which has nothing to do with global warming. Do you think we need that? He said, and I will, and I quote, some islands affected by climate change have been hit. Some islands affected by climate change have been hit. Has not the time come to demonstrate on solidarity, not least solidarity in combating and adapting to climate change and global warming? Mother Nature has again given us a sign that is what we need to do. So this guy has, in one statement, demonstrated, A, he's not a very good propagandist, although that's what he strives to be. B, he is able to take two absolutely unconnected and disparate things and jam them together. And C, he's even added a little paganism.
What's that?
What's paganism? Because he, in a very quasi-paganistic reference to Mother Nature,
No, he ain't doing that, man.
Oh, yes, he is. Mother Nature has again reminded us that is what we need to do. I don't think so, Mr. Nilsson. I think that Mother Nature may be reminding us that we need to, be better prepared for earthquakes and tsunamis. But I don't think Mother Nature has said to me, come together in solidarity on global warming. You know, guys like that deserve to be smacked. Just not hard, but just gently across the face. Either that or, I don't know what, man, hit with a cream pie, it defies description, it defies imagination. I think I'm turned on by him. Now then.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Parents protest over girls' peanut allergy. A first grade student at Edgewater Elementary School on the east coast of Florida is struggling with struggling with a rare life-threatening peanut allergy. And it's causing a controversy among her classmates. Now then, what happened here? It's causing a controversy among her classmates. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get something straight here. Because of the condition, first graders at the school are required to wash their hands and rinse out their mouths to avoid bringing peanut particles into the classroom. On Friday, the county had the school cleaned and even brought in peanut-sniffing dogs to check for peanut particles. Tracy Bailey is the girl's mother. She says her six-year-old will stop breathing and die if she's around peanuts. Her daughter's condition affects only 2% of the population. I don't think my child should have to rinse her mouth out three times a day, said Carrie Starkey, whose daughter's a classmate. In a letter sent in August, Edgewater's principal informed parents the girl has a very severe reaction to even the slightest exposure. The letter stated the girl can be affected simply by sitting at a table with someone who has peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or being touched by someone who's eaten a peanut product containing peanuts. Parents said they feel their children are being stripped of their classroom rights. Boy, you know, every time somebody says rights, I automatically want to just upchuck. I don't mind. You know, we all got rights. You know, in the famous words of George C. Scott in Taps, he says there's one thing about civilians. They all know about their rights. What about this little girl's right to live? Well, I'm not necessarily taking sides yet, but I'm getting damn close. The letter stated the girl can be affected by peanuts. Parents said they feel their children are being stripped of their rights. Let's listen now to a parent protest. This ought to be a lot of fun, listening to parents protesting. Here are Central Florida. Here is Central Florida News speaking with a parent who was protesting at Edgewater Elementary School.
It's frustrating and it's time consuming and it's distracting them and taking away from their education. We were all, as parents, okay with those procedures. But then as first grade has gone on and progressed, they keep implementing new procedures that now at this point we feel are unfair.
All right, parents, you heard what the lady said. They feel their kids are being stripped of their rights. They said the rules are taking time out of the learning process. On average, it's probably a good 30 minutes taken out of the day. Nancy Waite of Volusia County Schools said Clorox wipes are used to clean desks, not students, as some parents have claimed. She said federal law and the Americans with Disabilities Act mandate the school ensure a safe environment for the girl. It's an inconvenience, and it might seem like it's a bit overboard, but it's what is medically necessary for a particular student that has been signed off on by a physician. Waite said, also said the students wash their hands and wash out their mouths in another classroom twice a day, not three times before entering the school. Well, look, it seems obvious these are parents that are asking, is there a better way, you know? And there may very well be a better way. One of the things that might be a better way is to figure out what is there any kind of a proper antihistamine or anything this child can take for the peanut allergy? I don't know, you know.
I don't know, man. They've been looking into it.
Well, have they been looking into it, Bud? What have you found out in your research?
Well, first of all, peanuts, there's a lot of people that are allergic to it. If you get Chunky, and I don't know if you're familiar with Skippy Chunky, you know about Skippy, right?
Yeah, I know about Skippy. You mean the peanut butter Skippy?
Yeah. They got Creamy and they got Chunky. And a lot of people will eat Creamy, but I don't like Creamy because I like Chunky. But when you get Chunky, it's like, well, I don't want to say, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's like doo-doo.
And will you guys shut up? It's like doo-doo. Why don't you, oh, man. Why don't you grow up?
Well, it is, man. Didn't you see Training Day?
Yeah, I saw Training Day. Oh, God. What about, I'm asking about peanut allergies.
Yeah, well, anyway, make a long story short, is the Chunky one is got a peanut chunk, okay?
Yes, I know that.
All right.
I'm going to kick your ass. Get out of here. It's got peanut chunk.
Yeah. A lot of people don't want to go near the chunk.
You know something, man? I love Chunky peanut butter. I love it on good, thick wheat bread, and I don't eat any of that stuff anymore because I'm on a diet, man, and I've lost almost 20 pounds now. Not drinking soda and eating the caveman diet, and that's where it's at for me. And maybe that's what this kid ought to try. I don't know.
Yeah, well, here's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, well, you get to it, man.
Okay. Why do parents make a peanut butter and the peanut butter sandwich? Because it's inexpensive, and if they put it on Wonder Bread, it's like white Wonder Bread, and they glob on the, you know, peanut chunky, and it's not expensive, but it's not even like it's gross.
What is? What are you talking? What is he talking about?
When you take Wonder Bread, which is like white bread, right?
Yeah.
And you slather on a peanut butter, it's like it's a big glob, man. I can't even explain it.
Are you guys trying to tell me that I don't know what you're talking about when it comes to peanut butter sandwiches? I'm trying to find out what can be done to help this child with a peanut allergy. You're telling me what's gross about a peanut butter sandwich made with Wonder Bread.
Yeah, but no, but I was talking about Chunky and he being creamy.
He means creamy what?
That's the gross, not Chunky, but creamy.
That's what's the gross one.
Yeah.
You know, both of you clowns, man, you know what I would do? I would take both of you guys in for a very quick evaluation, like an EEG. I want your brainwaves read. That's how messed up you cats are.
I thought you were going to say you want to take me in for sex or something. Please don't do it.
Parents said all the rules are taking time out for the learning process. Well, I understand that. But this child has an allergy. And I don't know what you do in a situation like that. You know, a lot of people might say, take her out of the school and put her in some school for weird kids, you know. But that's, by the same token, these allergies are very, very interesting. And I often believe, and I'm not saying, I'm not a doctor, so I would never entrust the child's safety to Phil Henry's opinion, but what is it that this kid is putting into her body, or biochemically, how is this child put together that she has this allergy? Is there nothing these doctors can do? Is there no, like I said, is there no antihistamine? How about if you stick the kid in another classroom and put her on, like, one of those closed-circuit TVs?
That's a great idea, man. She could be in another classroom, be watching on closed-circuit TV.
I'm kidding!
Well, it's doable.
Oh, man, that child would be, like, mentally screwed up if you did that to her. The girl's father, David Bailey, admitted the condition is an inconvenience. The Baileys apologized for the disruption, but said it's their job to protect their child. I would love everything to be normal and everyone else to have a normal life. The parents said they turned to protesting because school officials had no answers for them. What about the doctors? We're all for protecting that little girl, but we have to protect our own kids, said Rhonda Ivy. And frankly, when it comes to my kid or that kid, I say that kid dies choking. No, she didn't say that, but that's she might as well have.
Probably.
Bailey said he's hoping to meet with other parents to discuss whose kid is better and whose kid deserves to live and whose kid deserves to die strangling. I'm just joking, but I got to tell you something. All things being equal, if that's what they said I had to do, then that's what my kid's going to do. And I'm not about to bitch about it, you know?
Oh, so you think it's okay?
I don't know if it's okay or not, man. But if nobody's got any answers for me, if I say, well, this is the parents, I'm sure they've taken their kid to a doctor. I don't know, but if that's what's going to keep that kid, I don't care, and I'll tell my kid to rinse your mouth out. I wouldn't give my kid anything. I wouldn't give him any peanut butter to eat. Is that such a big problem?
Yeah, but that's what Bud was saying. Peanut butter is inexpensive and everything.
Yeah, I know peanut butter is inexpensive. I understand that. And I understand that parents want to, you know, it's a good way to save, and it's a healthy, it's a protein-rich meal. But that would be my solution. No more peanut butter, man. You can have the peanut butter sandwiches on the weekends, you know. And
what about Reese's Cup?
No peanuts, nothing. Not even Reese's Cup. All right, we'll come back with a final segment here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget we're online at philhenryshow.com. NPR is caught in another embarrassing undercover video, plus some people are shocked that a fraternity member sent out a sexist email at USC. The world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bud
Radio
Dippen and Robert
for
Leonard.
Patriots, by Patriots. It's the yeah. Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here, and don't forget that coming up, I guess it would be tonight, Saturday night, we are on KFI AM 640 in Los Angeles. We have our L.A. show, but you can join us online at philhenryshow.com for the Phil TV in HD video cast of that. And back here with our great audience and a great network of affiliates here Monday through Friday across the country. Our number, 877-876-7445, and of course online at philhenryshow.com. USC students outraged over offensive fraternity email calling women targets who aren't actual people like us men. Now, I raced through that headline because the bigger issue, and something we've talked about, probably I don't know of any other show that really goes into the detail on this subject that we do. There are some stories that are news stories only because there's a thing called the Internet. If there hadn't been a thing called the Internet, most of this would be relegated to a file that you and I both know as chicken stuff, right? Or otherwise known as chicken...
Yeah.
In other words, it is utterly and completely meaningless, and suddenly the normal bantering and posturing of a male fraternity at the University of Southern California becomes this outrageous sexist affront. Of course, these guys are a bunch of guys. They're in a college fraternity, and they sent an email that was offensive. Oh, there's a lot of stuff offensive. This word offensive, people will say, I'm offended by that. And what that means is, you better back up because you just did something bad.
Yeah, I know, like people say, I'm offended, almost like they're calling you the N-word or something.
Yeah, they're calling you. You're calling them the N-word. The Kappa Sigma fraternity at USC is under investigation by the school after an offensive email was made public. Are you kidding? It's a private school, I understand that. And it's a private school that members of my family went to. I didn't. I didn't have the money or the brains. But people in my family went to USC. And they're good people. And they're solid people. They're hardworking people. But it's a private university. And I don't know what happened to USC. They used to have a sense of humor over there. And they used to be a cut above UCLA in that they were a private school. And so they would get away with a lot more crazy crap than you could get away with at a UC campus. The email, believed to have been written by one of the fraternity members, intended to create some sort of list to detail sexual encounters. It was supposed to be the first in a series of emails called the Gullet Report, which was supposed to strengthen brotherhood and supposed to. How about this one? It was supposed to be funny. Did you get that one in there? Members of Kappa Sigma refused to comment to Channel 5 about the email, which has now gone viral on campus. Ask any student about the email, they're likely to have an opinion. Here's a portion of the email. I've come to write this memo to you today to educate you on the only life worth living, that of a, can I say this word? Coxman. A coxman is taught to live by the two most applicable principles I know, the pie and the gullet. You may already be lost in trying to comprehend. This is just a bunch of, I could go through the email, and I'm sure it's all double entendre, and has to do with sex, and has to do with chicks, and how they're better just with their mouths shut and tied to a stove, and they're kidding, and they're fraternity guys, and this is guys being guys, and, oh, God. The Internet has been a blessing. It's also a scourge, because every little fist fight, every guy that short sheets a bed, everybody that throws a pie in someone's face, everyone that puts on a funky-looking costume, it's all now subject to and could be a sign of heavy, heavy mental illness or a sociopathy or a psychopathy that is, an indication of a criminal mind, you know? It's not just, hey, let's piss off the girls. Because if there's one thing that I'm going to just, let me lay it out for you as clearly as I can.
Yeah.
Don't get me pissed, man.
I'm not.
If there's one thing that makes guys laugh, it's yanking a woman's chain about her equality and about her place in life. Guys, we're all aware of the struggle that women have been through. We're all aware of what it is that women want. I'm talking about healthy men now, okay? And there are more of us than there aren't. We all appreciate that women want the things that life has to offer in equal measure to men. I got no problem with that, and I know men that I know have no problem with that. But if there is one thing that we like to do, we see how earnest women are about that, and we screw with them about it. There's nothing funnier than taking someone who's deadly serious about something and yanking their chain, man.
Yeah, but what do you mean by yanking a chain? That, you know.
Yeah, it could be just sexist.
Oh, shut up. So, here are women, and if there's one thing that's indicative of women, and I hate to be sexist and stereotype them, but I think I will. Women, when they get really serious about something, it takes them a while to get around to their sense of humor and go, oh, you mean you guys are kidding? Yes! And so I say to you, and I say to you, and I say to you, you, all of you out there, you're all members of the Lago Volunteers. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Jason Rantz. Our technical director, of course, is Rick Johnson. And our associate producer, the great Dan Northcraft, on the phones, doing a great job as usual. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is available as well at philhenryshow.com. That is our website. That's where our archives are, our live-streaming video am, and all the other stuff that is so great on our website. And don't forget to pick up our CDs and our shot glass. And until tonight on KFI, this is Phil Henry. Forget it.
Phil Henry.